Welcome to the January 2014 edition of Judd's New England Journal, the rather curious monthly musings of Judson Hale, the editor-in-chief of Yankee Magazine, published since 1935 in Dublin, New Hampshire, when a bull wasn't a bull. Years ago, New Englanders were very careful when speaking about sex and romance. We New Englanders may be noted for calling a spade, but all of us country people pushing 80 and beyond remember we never, for instance, referred to a bull as a bull when ladies were around. And I believe ladies didn't refer to a bull directly either, even in female company. I recall the two farmhands we had on our Vanceboro, Maine farm, hand-milking our some 50 Guernsey and Holstein cows. This was during the 1930s, prior to milking machines. And they were chatting away about farm sexual matters and even in sex in general, until my mother or my sister happened into the barn. Then our bull would become, quote, the gentleman cow, or, quote, he one, or just plain him. I recall that, quote, the old gentleman, unquote, was occasionally used, too. One just didn't use words with carnal overtones, as it was sometimes put. So, as I've said, a bull wasn't a bull, and you didn't mention chicken breasts, or for that matter, chicken thighs, or chicken legs either. Women didn't sweat, they glowed, or perhaps they glistened. I guess this sort of verbal restraint influenced how people thought about sexual matters, or perhaps I should say didn't think about sexual matters. Otherwise, I would find it difficult to explain a little advertisement I have stashed away in my files, taken from a 19th century newspaper on Nantucket Island. Before reading it, one should remember that many women on Nantucket were alone in those days for months and months, and even years, while their husbands were off whaling in the oceans around the world. This particular ad reads, quote, wanted a job. I will sleep in the homes of timid women for 15 cents a night or two nights for a quarter, unquote. There's a lovely sort of old-fashioned innocence about that little advertisement. Of course, once you're comfortable with some sort of theory about New England, you'll soon encounter something that'll blow it to smithereens. For instance, have you ever seen the plain marble slab on the site of Brigham Young's birthplace in Wilmington, Vermont? I haven't in years, but I assume it's still there. On the tablet is written, quote, Brigham Young, born on this spot in 1802, a man of much courage and splendid equipment, unquote. Well, maybe that was innocent, too. Do you think so?